Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is fighting for the rule of law in Florida and around the country. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Roger Ganim, senior litigation counsel for Liberty Counsel. Roger, Liberty Counsel recently filed briefs at the state courts of appeal in Florida regarding three different counties, Osceola, Orange, which is where Orlando is located, and Manatee County. These particular counties are counties in which we filed suit against the clerks or the government leaders of those counties because the counties began issuing licenses for marriage to same-sex couples, even though the court decisions that have come down in the state do not apply to those particular counties. And these counties and any other county are violating Florida law, which says that marriage is only between a man and a woman. And no agency of the government in Florida is allowed to engage in anything other than or promote or give any license or cognizance to anything other than marriage between a man and a woman. And that was part of the Florida Marriage Protection Act that we actually drafted at Liberty Counsel and that was passed in 2008 by the Florida voters by over 62%.
Yes, this case is very disappointing, and unfortunately, it reflects what's going on around the country, and that is a single federal trial court judge, in his view, ruled that Florida's marriage amendment was unconstitutional under the United States Constitution, despite it being surviving legal challenges throughout the state of Florida prior to its enactment, and despite the 63% almost of Florida voters who approved it. But this lone federal judge says that our law is unconstitutional, and every clerk in the state, it appears, seemed to want to follow that decision, even though it wasn't binding on them, and they really had no authority to decide for themselves what Florida's marriage amendment it says, or whether it's constitutional or not under the U.S. Constitution. And so they really, each of these clerks of court became a law unto themselves and decided they were going to decide whether Florida's laws are unconstitutional or not, according to their own view. And this is really interesting, too, that they went against the legal opinion of their own legal counsel. The legal counsel for the Association of Clerks in Florida had already given the opinion that this one federal judge's opinion doesn't bind any other clerk in the state. And yet they rushed and really rolled out the red carpet for same-sex couples, falling over each other to be the first one to issue same-sex marriage licenses.
Yeah, the Democrat mayor in Orange County or Orlando is someone, Buddy Dyer, who has been very out front on same-sex marriage. And he is someone who is supporting this issuance of same-sex marriage licenses in Orlando, which is in the area of Orange County. So what you have are activist government leaders, like in the mayor's case, or you've got clerks that are activists. Some of them may just think that this is what they're supposed to do. Others are out front using this as an excuse. But the point is, this is no different than what we litigated in Alabama. In Alabama, you had a single federal judge that said that Alabama's marriage law that was passed there by about 82% of the people was unconstitutional. And then as a result of that, there were some individuals there that met that were actually issuing the same-sex marriage licenses, and we filed suit against those individual judges there that were issuing these licenses, and we got a broad decision at the Alabama Supreme Court, a 7-1 decision, essentially 8-0 on the merits of the case, but 7-1 decision, agreeing with us and stopping same-sex marriages in Alabama. So they are stopped in Alabama. The litigation is still continuing, but there's no same-sex marriages being issued in Alabama. In Florida, however, you got the same thing. You got a single federal judge, and then you also have two other state court judges, but their jurisdiction is limited. they don't apply to the entire state. They first apply to the people only in front of them. And secondly, at the broadest perspective, they only apply to their particular respective districts. They don't apply statewide. These other counties, Orange, Osceola, and Manatee, are not in any of the jurisdictions of any of these courts. And the law in Florida is pretty clear, and that is the Florida Marriage Protection Act, and that is that marriage is only between a man and a woman, and that no state agency is allowed to give any recognition to any other kind of union except for marriage between a man and a woman. So they are clearly acting outside of the bounds. We have filed suit in the lower trial courts in these three different areas, Orange, Osceola, and Manatee. And the lower court judges have just simply said, well, the clerks have discretion to be able to give these licenses. Well, that's not what the Florida Marriage Protection Amendment says. It doesn't say that you shall not, except in your discretion, issue licenses to same-sex couples. It says no state or agency can recognize any kind of relationship other than marriage between a man and a woman. And in fact, that it is void to do so.
Yes, each of these clerks, and then in turn, three different trial court judges in Florida, ignored decades of authority that said very clearly that clerks of court have no discretion to decide which of Florida's marriage license laws to apply and which ones not to apply. And that's what's so disappointing here. Just like the clerks sort of in a copycat manner started issuing licenses, these three trial court judges all cited the exact same legal opinion incorrectly. It stood for something entirely different from the proposition they cited it for. But it shows the extent to which seemingly independent judicial officers are right there in the fight for same-sex marriage on behalf of this movement, disregarding their judicial oaths and the requirement that they uphold the rule of law. All of these cases are on appeal now, but we don't expect anything to happen quickly, certainly not before the U.S. Supreme Court hears argument and enters a ruling in the national case that where they're being asked to impose same-sex marriage on the entire country. What's great about what happened in Alabama, to contrast what happened in Florida, is the Alabama Supreme Court took the opportunity to expose the logical fallacies in really every federal court decision that has found a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. And in doing so, we hope that the Alabama Supreme Court has sent a message to the U.S. Supreme Court that we're on to this this sleight of hand that's going on, and it would really be going way too far for the U.S. Supreme Court to fall into the same mistake and engage in the same type of sleight of hand to redefine marriage on the way to ruling that there's a right to same-sex marriage.
I co-drafted a marriage pledge, and it is now signed by many leaders from Protestant, Evangelical, Catholic, Orthodox leaders all across the country, leaders of organizations. Franklin Graham has signed on to this, the son of Billy Graham, the president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and many others. And it is a pledge regarding marriage. This is a line that we cannot and will not cross. What we are seeing is a constitutional crisis, if you will. We have judges that just simply ignore, or elected officials ignore, the rule of law in order to push this same-sex marriage agenda. And in doing so, it is a direct collision with religious freedom of unprecedented proportions. So we're asking people, and now asking individuals, to sign on to the marriage pledge. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com for more information regarding that marriage pledge. Now, we're encouraging people to say enough is enough. If you cross this line, you cross it into the realm of illegitimacy, and we can no longer respect that kind of nonsense. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org or libertycounsel.com. You know, judges have the authority that they have, and courts have the authority that they have, because the people have confidence in the fact that they're doing the right thing, that they're operating according to the rule of law, that they're interpreting the Constitution. They don't have the ability to enforce the law as the executive does, and they don't have the ability to create brand new law as the legislature does. They are interpreters and appliers of the law. And they don't have this independent authority, this rogue authority, to just simply go out and become new social engineers, and particularly in this area of marriage. It is not something that is a doctrinal position. It is consistent with and part of our natural created order. It predates government, and no court should have the authority, or even think it has the authority, to redefine God's natural created order of marriage. For more information, visit our website, support Liberty Counsel in this battle and others across the country.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.